President Obama's meetings earlier this week with Russian President Medvedev and Prime Minister Putin are on the mind of senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Both sides talk of the reset button, the latest phase in 7 decades of efforts to bridge a vast cultural divide with personal diplomacy. Accommodation by symmetry has a checkered past. Presidents Roosevelt and Truman hailed Joseph Stalin as a wartime ally, only to see friendship collapse in the Cold War. President Eisenhower sipped martinis with Nikita Khrushchev in Geneva and invited him to tour America in 1959, only to have their friendship founder with the shooting down of a U-2 spy plane over the Soviet Union. President Kennedy also tried an informal approach to meetings with Khrushchev in Vienna that did not prevent a crisis over Berlin. And President Bush's soulmate connection with Vladimir Putin fell apart over issues such as missile defense, NATO expansion, later the Russian invasion of Georgia. So now President Obama has deployed a peace offensive in Moscow and promises to bring an end to the era of antagonism. Well, maybe. There have been friendly gestures. The United States has been granted a supply route to Afghanistan over Russian territory. Tentative agreement has been reached on the reduction of nuclear weapons. A fine gesture, but it must be noted that a 25% cut in nuclear stockpiles does not change the basic equation of stalemate. President Obama has been candid about the lingering areas of disagreement that remain from the Bush years. Both sides agreed that an Iranian nuclear weapon poses a pressing danger, but there is no sign that they agreed on measures to forestall it. Economically strapped Russia has an interest in tension over Iran, which raises oil prices. America has an interest in lower oil prices. But perhaps the lessons of personal diplomacy from the past will lead to lower expectations this time around, as they concentrate on accentuating the positive. This is Daniel Shore.